RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Purdy. Jennings with a catch.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, that was a highlight from ESPN. The San Francisco 49ers absolutely put it on Old Man Rivers, if you will, Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. And that is the matchup coming up on Sunday night. That's the Sunday night game, the Bears and the 49ers. Dieter Kurtenbach of the San Jose Mercury News will join us at 11 a.m. to break down not only the 49ers, but will they see George Kittle out there with that ankle injury? I am Judson Richards with you on 6-7 The Score, in for Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. And we'll get back to these phone calls in just a minute. We'll reset the poll question as well. If you're on hold, Anthony, you're first in line. I'll get to you. By the way, just a reminder, the 49ers 11-4. I mean, this is a hell of a Sunday night game. Bears 11-4. The 49ers, they are on a 5-game winning streak. The 49ers have averaged 34 points a game over that win streak. They are also chasing the one seed because if they win out and they beat the Seahawks, they would have the one seed in the NFC. So plenty to play for. Brock Purdy has been exceptional. Last three games, according to Pro Football Focus, a 94.2 passing grade. He has been damn good, as has Christian McCaffrey, of course. But a big part of that three-headed monster is George Kittle. So that could tell us a lot if he ends up playing. The Bears have allowed the most deep ball touchdowns in the NFL, tied for 29 of them. That is a scary matchup going up against this 49ers team. Just to reset the poll question, are you convinced the Bears are a Super Bowl caliber team, or do you need to see more? That's what we're talking about this morning on The Score. As of now, just under 1,000 votes, 68% of you say you got to see more. 31% of you say I am convinced. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Anthony with us on The Score. Hey, Anthony, what's going on?
My name is Aaron, A-A-Ron, if y'all want to do the joke.
What up, A-A-Ron?
Hey, what up, man? Merry Christmas to you and your family. But no, man, God loves some of these people calling. And I just wish I did the same drugs they did. And I love the Bears, but they're not Super Bowl. They're not Super Bowl yet. You need a 3-technique tackle that can get pressure. You need another guy that can be at 10 sacks before the last two games of the season. And you need a consistent offense that doesn't go 3-and-out. I love this season. I had the Bears winning 9 games, and I would just be happy if they were playing consistent or relevant football towards the end of the season. I would have been happy with that. But Chicago Bears fans, let's enjoy what we have. Let's understand that there's a fluke part of this that we see other teams do every year.
Fluke.
And let's never forgive Matt Nagy for blowing a Super Bowl contending defense, because that's the type of defense you need to win a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? All of that can be true, and we can still be happy with the 11 wins. But we're not Super Bowl yet. We're not there yet.
Aaron, you know, Aaron, did you just hit the topic of could the 2018 Bears beat the 2025 Bears?
the 2018 Bears would have blew out the 2025 Bears because they had a defense that made things happen. They didn't depend on other teams to make mistakes. They made those mistakes happen. Now, people are going to say, well, the Bears are forcing turnovers. There's two different ways to force turnovers.
Aaron, what about scoring, though? That was a, I want to say, maybe a 15th best offense in the NFL. I mean, that offense was no juggernaut, Aaron.
Yeah. That team lost to the Miami Dolphins that year in a game that they shouldn't have lost to. I don't even remember how much scoring they did because none of their scoring came from their offense. It all came from their defense. They never – that team had a scoring defense.
Aaron, thanks for the phone call, or Aaron, which is what I'm going to call you from here on out. I find it really interesting just because Aaron's a Bears fan. Right, he's saying, can't we just enjoy this season? Well, you're at 11-4. You still have the one seed or even a bye on the table. And you're about to clinch the NFC North. Right? You just got to win one of the next two games, or the Packers just have to lose a game, and you're going to grab the NFC North. So I understand why you may not believe this is a Super Bowl caliber team, but to give it 0%, it feels a little bit like you haven't been watching. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Mike with us on the south side. Mike, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Yeah, these are a bunch of Packer haters that you got calling up there. You know that, right?
It kind of feels like it, Mike.
I'm telling you, that's what it is. Let me tell you why they can win. They can win. They got a running game, and a running game travels. And you know that traveling goes it went to Philly and beat them, didn't it? And they're supposed to be a Super Bowl caliber team. I don't know what's going on. These people calling this hating stuff, but the Bears are a legit Super Bowl caliber team because they got a running game. And then all this stuff talking about fluke stuff, this is not a fluke. That's talent, you ask me. That's just talent. If you're averaging 5 yards a clip, you keeping the Brock Purdy's and the Kittles and these other guys on the sidelines because you got the ball all the time, and you running up and down the field. You don't see them. They're sitting on the sidelines.
Mike, I got you. I got you. And I'm with you. I don't know if you can ride a running game to the Super Bowl, because you know this season nothing about it has been fluke. There has been some luck. I would say that the luck is a residue of design. I think there has been some clutch performances, and there has been some great coaching. I think at times they may have overplayed the talent that they have on the team with as many as injuries that they've had to some key players. I don't know if you can ride a running game to a Super Bowl, but I will tell you this, okay? Because the way I see it, to beat the 49ers, there's three things that need to happen to go along with Mike's point. I'll give you these three. The Bears need to score 28 points or more. 28 points or more. Because if they're going to win this one, I think it's going to have to be a shootout. They're going to need two-plus takeaways. They got to be plus two in the takeaway department. And Brock Purdy will throw some interceptions. He will lob it up every now and again. So plus two in the takeaway department, and then they got to rush for 175 yards or more. You got to keep that Kyle Shanahan offense off the field. A little bit like what the Packers did to the Bears for a lot of that game on Saturday night. 175 or more on the ground, plus two in the takeaway department, 28 points or more is the way I see the Bears win this game. We'll get back to the phone calls on the other side, 312-644-6767. Also, how do the Bears grab the one seed? We'll give you that playoff scenario coming up next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.